Lincoln obviously is one of our founding fathers. And if you're going to look at what an American ideal is and what it means to be American, you're going to have to look at the Declaration of Independence, and you're going to have to look at how Lincoln reinterpreted that. So that would be one way historically. Certainly, he's someone to hold up to our children as an example of good character, an example of a politician who went into politics not for monetary gain or not for power, but certainly had the best interests of the country at heart, and because he cared deeply about some issues. That's, again, something to hold up to our children as an example. And finally, Lincoln is also a good example of someone who really saw the importance of education, of being a lifelong learner. All of those are very important.
Do the students connect with him? He's such an iconic figure. Do they realize that this was a living person, a person who lived in this community? And does that come across to them? Do they get that connection?
They do if you go in depth. That's why Living History Project's inquiry, where they're really asking questions and delving deeply into it and working with primary source documents, then these people start to come alive to them. If you just present him as an iconic figure, they don't see him as any different than, say, Harry Potter.
You mentioned he was a lifelong learner, and yet he didn't have a lot of education, formal education at least. And so it's interesting, almost ironic, that we're talking about him and education here. But it wasn't the fact that just because he didn't have that formal schooling that he didn't appreciate knowledge.
Right. And I think sometimes our students, because they have so much education given to them, almost become passive about it, and they become consumers rather than actively involving in critical thinking and creating and engaging in their education. Lincoln was very much about, I need this information, I'm going to go find that knowledge. And really, if we can teach kids how to educate themselves, we can create lifelong learners. And probably more importantly for our society, we can create thinkers and people who are able to take this vast amount of information that's thrown at them and think critically about it.
So many people know Lincoln's story, maybe not the younger children as much, but as you get older, people are almost to the point where they know it, they know what he did, they know his accomplishments. Does that sometimes mean that educators take that for granted, feeling that the kids will get that information at some point, they don't have to focus as much on him?
I think that's a problem in a lot of areas, that we forget that the knowledge we have, they don't have. And so we really need to be thinking about what's important for our kids to know and make sure that we are presenting it to them. There's just such a vast amount of information and skills out there that we need to be really intentional about what we're introducing to our kids.
Some of the things Lincoln had to deal with are probably upsetting to kids, you know, dealing with issues of slavery, dealing with a civil war and the deaths that took place and something like that, his assassination. His story has a lot of violence, I guess, around it. Is that an issue when it comes to teaching younger kids especially?
It definitely is. And there again, you have to be really aware of the developmental age of your children. They're not just small adults. And so especially with the primary age, I don't think you want to go in to some of those things very deeply. It is wonderful that our young children are innocent about slavery, for example. So if you're going to broach that issue with the little children at all, it has to be something along the lines of they decided back then that certain people wouldn't get paid for their work just because of their skin color. And introducing it that way, the young children, I've never met one that didn't say, well, that's not fair, that's stupid. That's their reaction to it. But to go into the deep horrors of slavery, not until they're older.
You're going to be speaking as part of the Lincoln Legacy Lectures coming up at UIS this week. You're not maybe the typical lecturer, you pointed this out, that comes in, a Lincoln scholar, the type of person who just studies and studies Lincoln. What are you going to bring to this lecture series?
Well, I was asked to do this to be particularly a different note in the conversation about Lincoln and education, and coming at it from the point of view of an educator rather than a historian. So I'll be able to give experience of working with kids for over 30 years. One of the things that I've done with fifth graders in Springfield for many, many years is a living history project where the students researched topics related to Lincoln's life and ultimately created their own sketches, which they performed in costume at the old state capitol. And so the information that I've gained from the kids and how they interact with that and the value in doing that is something that I bring to the table that maybe a college professor doesn't.
Does Lincoln resonate more with kids who are from Springfield and the Springfield area? Or does he resonate a bit less because maybe they're just, again, taking him for granted?
I think a bit less. You know, the old saying about a prophet being without honor in his own home. You would be surprised that Springfield children, partly because of budgetary constraints, partly because of the new focus on test taking, take very few field trips. They don't visit the Lincoln sites anymore unless there is a teacher who gets grant money, who gets them out there, and there are teachers who do that, but it's part of the regular curriculum, no. And so Lincoln is probably more understood by kids outside of Springfield than inside. With so many voices being heard right now about what's being taught in education, we need to make sure that some of those voices involve the historic community, parents, educators. There's so much that has to be in the curriculum, and a lot of it is test-driven. So if there aren't little Lincoln questions on the test, then it is quite possible that students could go all the way from K through 12 and never have Lincoln mentioned at all. So we need to think about, is that okay? And if that's not okay, why not? Why do they need to learn about Lincoln? And if they need to, then we as a public need to be advocating for what is in the curriculum. We also, if we're going to have Lincoln in our curriculum, it really does take a village in terms of resources, both monetarily and voluntary, and in information. And so we need our historic sites and our historic volunteers, our historians, our universities, our teachers, our educators, our school districts, all to be working together and communicating and pooling their resources so that together we really can give our kids the best education that we know how.